I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Liberians go to the polls tomorrow. The presidential election in Liberia comes less than a week after the incumbent, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, was named a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. It's a pretty heady campaign endorsement, and it's angered the other candidates in the race. But the Nobel is no guarantee that Sirleaf will win re-election. The race is close, and Liberia's youth are calling for change. They're also considered the biggest security risk in a country that only emerged from a civil war less than a decade ago. Bonnie Allen reports from Liberia's capital.
Saul Marlow drives a motorcycle taxi in the capital, Monrovia, 7 days a week. He's 19 and can't afford school fees to finish high school. He earns about $60 a month. In tomorrow's election, he won't be voting for incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
The old ma, she really fooled us.
The old ma, she really fooled us, says Marlow. He says Sirleaf promised free education and well-paying jobs, but she didn't deliver. He's most angry that Liberia's police force remains largely corrupt.
Police can arrest her for so many things.
He says police arrest him and extort money. Youth, like Marlow, could be a deciding factor in Tuesday's presidential election. More than half of registered voters are under the age of 32. Massive rallies in the final days of campaigning suggest that a large number of fanatical youth have embraced Sirleaf's main rival, Winston Tubman. He and his running mate, soccer star George Weah, have promised a better future for young people. Their platform isn't much different from Sirleaf's, but Weah's presence on the ticket is attracting young men. They've latched onto the Vote for Change mantra.
I'm voting for George Weah, and George Weah is the person that he can make a better change.
George Weah is the person who can make a better change, insists one young man.
So we love him so much, and we believe in him.
Weah is hailed as a native Liberian, far removed from the elite politicians who have historically ruled Liberia. He grew up in a slum and achieved fame and fortune as a professional athlete. That impresses these young men more than the Nobel Peace Prize Sirleaf won last Friday. They say Weah will find them good jobs. For many, it's an unrealistic expectation. In a slum known as Sugar Hill, some ex-combatants sit down to talk to me. Their eyes are glazed over from smoking marijuana. 22-year-old Mohamed Kuma is a former child soldier. He first held a gun when he was 12. A decade later, he steals cell phones to survive.
I don't care what job to do. So at the end of the day, I will stay out on the street to steal. I will always steal from people. I will always smoke drugs.
Kuma says he has no work, so he steals. The International Crisis Group suggests that ex-combatants like Kuma pose the greatest risk to Liberia's fragile peace this election. In the past week, many Liberians have withdrawn their money from the bank and stocked up on rice just in case violence breaks out. Stephen Fopa is a shopkeeper in Monrovia.
It makes people to panic, so they put fear in people. That's the reason why they are buying more rice than ever before.
All border crossings have been closed in advance of the vote. Thousands of United Nations peacekeepers are stationed in Liberia, and air patrols have already begun. At Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's last campaign appearance, the Nobel laureate called for peace. It's considered unlikely that any candidate will achieve an outright victory on the first ballot, so tensions could continue to simmer if, as expected, the vote goes to a runoff in early November. For The World, Bonnie Allen, Monrovia, Liberia.